The state income tax checkoff for publicly financed political campaigns would go up from $1 to $5 under the plan. People could also contribute money to a public financing endowment and get the amount they donate knocked off their tax bills. Spending limits would change to encourage more candidates to take advantage of public financing. Candidates targeted by interest groups would qualify for more funding. Republican Senate sponsor Mike Ellis of NINA says the measure would start to clean up political campaigns.
Outside interests have hijacked our elections, and they've hijacked our integrity, and they like that. And we're going to take that back from them, and we're going to give this legislature back to the people.
Ellis has pushed similar measures the past several years without success. As a compromise this year, he removed a provision that set aside tax dollars to fund public financing. He also scrapped a requirement that interest groups disclose where they get their money. Mike McCabe with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says the end result is a proposal that lacks the funding or the teeth to be effective. He says it will get people's hopes up, only to let them down.
It will breed even further cynicism about campaign finance reform, and it will make your task of making this system work better that much more difficult in the future.
But Jay Heck of the watchdog group Common Cause calls the idea a first step. He says holding out for the perfect proposal won't do any good.
This is a little bit like continuing to hit your head against the wall, and after three times, we can either see our brains out on the sidewalk or we can figure out a way around the wall.
The measure now heads to the full Senate, where Ellis says he hopes it will be debated in the next couple weeks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.